January 6 committee subpoenas phone records of Eric Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Trump lawyers, too. By Joel B. Polak on January 19, 2022. The U.S. House Select Committee on the January 6 attack has subpoenaed the personal phone records of former President Donald Trump's son Eric, as well as those of Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is engaged to marry Donald Trump Jr. The report, an exclusive by CNN, which has often had the first reports of Democratic Party attempts to target Trump allies, notes that neither Eric Trump nor Kimberly Guilfoyle were subpoenaed directly, and may not even have been notified of the subpoena. Trump's spokesman Taylor Budowich is currently suing the January 6 committee over a similar attempt to obtain his personal bank records, noting that he was given almost no notice and that he had already been cooperating with the committee. Others who were subpoenaed include Trump's lawyers, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, both of whom represented the campaign in election challenges in 2020. Sidney Powell, a lawyer who also challenged election results but did not represent the president, and from whom Trump later distanced himself, was also subpoenaed by the committee, as was former Trump advisor Boris Epstein. It is not clear what, if any, evidence prompted these subpoenas. The January 6 committee is a one-sided, partisan inquiry, one that critics say is violating the terms of its own enabling resolution by excluding the members chosen by minority Republican leadership and issuing subpoenas for depositions without the assent of a ranking minority member. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, claims she is playing that role. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.